Welcome to another episode of Thoughts. I'm Joe Van. Today's topic is being in it. Certainty is an issue with some people. They say that the more you know, the less certain you become about things. Once your perspective broadens from information, academically or otherwise, on whatever subject, the more open-minded you might become. Certainty is something innate. You are either into something or you're not, and there are many versions of really being in it. You can be heavily into sports, for example. Other people are super into Warcraft. Everyone has their own thing that they find most absorbing. The one thing I want to hone in on in this subject, though, is personal human relationships, probably because we all got them. It is the one thing every person can relate to, whether you're a socialite with no deep connections aside from your mother, or a recluse with no relationships aside from your mother. So with that super simple disclaimer out of the way, we can begin. What does actually come with handling and being in a real relationship? I'm not a professional in this field, and only have my own experiences and the stories of others to grasp onto. Currently, I think I'm doing pretty well in the romance, or to say, I feel very fortunate and lucky in my relationship. It started after over 5 years of me being single, and only after using the terrible app that is Tinder. A girl talked to me back in early 2017, and we hit it off easily. 3 weeks later, thanks to help from one of my siblings, I asked her out. We met, and the rest is history. I don't know if she's the one, because I can't read the future, but my intuition tells me that she is. So, being in it is the slogan I use to get you here, and I think of it as a saying that might ring true to old couples and new. They say the new generation is more polyamorous than the older generations. I don't want to deny what lies at one's heart. They say that the majority of humanity would see multiple partners if it was socially acceptable. I find myself, however, stuck by choice in the common sense of finding one individual for the remainder of my being. Will always only be one for me, no matter what. Investing in one and only one individual is not just what I was raised on, but what lies deep in my being. I don't want to put down those that wish or need to be with others, though. Only wish to shine on the dimming light of those like me that gleam on the prospect of connecting with a life partner and only one partner for the rest of their natural life. We only have our one life here on Earth. You can use it to live out your life to the fullest. You can live that by meeting many people and doing things that meet your provocation. You can live that by being the best parent you were meant to be, while being with others or not. Whatever your path, I love all that choose the path of love, because as is the main theme of this entire series, I always press people to choose the path of love if ever given the opportunity. Never the path of hate or deceit. Choose only love, respect, honor, and all else that entails a good life for yourself and the others in your life. Thank you for listening.